The otter maid studied the tray briefly before replying.
It's a serving tray. Burup has written a message on it with a charcoal stick. Listen. Dear chums and chaps, gone to get help from Skipper and Co. Dashed silly but brave, I know. Don't go weeping and wailing for me. Only if I don't make it back, then I hope you'll boil your bonces off for a blinking season, what? Tell Fillon to start cooking now. Yours truly will be rather peckish on his return. Also, if one knows there's stacks of grub waiting, then one will try one's hardest to return, rather. Regards to all, keep a light burning in the jolly old window. Your faithful probationary music master and guard commander, Belscut, Ogglecrop, Arbuthron, Ragglewaith, Ordew, Bagscut. P.S. Tell Drog to keep my hurdy-gurdy well greased. P.P.S. Tell Miss Foyle to refuse any physics if she wants to live. P.P.P.S. I hope old Hog's bucket recovers from that arrow. Ha ha. Only joking. Got to go. Chin up. Chest out. What?
Cregor shook her head and leaned down more heavily on Mira.
The flop-eared idiot. I knew many such hares long ago. Brave, foolish and reckless. Or perilous, as the Long Patrol would say. Let's hope fervently that he makes it. Egbert, I'm promoting you to Commander of the Wall Guard in Burab's absence. Are you able for the job, young hog?
Egbert performed an excellent parody of the hare.
Able, ma'am. Able's my second name, what? Your wish is my command. I won't say another word. Attention, smart salute, eyes right, and I'll bid you a good day. Quick march, 1-2, 1-2, pick that step up there, laddie buck.
Ifara released his prisoners and issued them with their weapons. They stood looking bewildered. Valak sounded almost friendly as he addressed them.
Surprised to find yourselves alive and kicking today, eh? Well, so am I. Those beasts behind the walls must be softer than we thought they was, which is all the better for us. Now we're going to take a nice little walk up north a bit, across the path and into the ditch, then back down to the main gates at Redwall. Keep your heads down low. They can use slings from those wall tops. We'll give you back your weapons, so try and look just a bit like Juska warriors. I'll be behind yous all the way. First one makes a wrong move, I'll spit him with an adder. What are you looking at me like that for, Groovin? Come on, speak up!
No matter how hard he tried, Groovin could not shake off his fear of Valug. It was as if the bow beast was looking for an excuse to kill him. Groovin's paws trembled uncontrollably as he tried to speak around the lump of panic welling in his throat.
I wasn't looking at you.
Valak brought his face close to Groovin's.
Say, sir.
I wasn't looking at you, sir.
Valak grinned wolfishly at Ifara.
If only his mammy could see him now. Come on, let's get going.
Ifara went ahead to show the way. Valak followed in the rear, keeping the three sandwiched between them. They had not gone far when Ifara raised a paw and halted them. He signalled Valak to hold the three in silence, then ducked off amid the shrubbery.